Good afternoon. This is Tammy Graham with KSUT. I have with me today Tracy Pope, who's the Marketing and Grants Director for the Community Foundation serving Southwest Colorado. Thanks for joining us today, Tracy.
Thanks so much for having me, Tammy.
Well, there's a big day coming up on Tuesday, December 8th, Colorado Gives Day, and the Community Foundation serving Southwest Colorado has just been a rock star once again over the past several years in coordinating Colorado Gives Day for the southwestern portion of the state. So give us our listeners a little bit of background on the history of Colorado Gives Day and specifically here in Southwest Colorado.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the Community Foundation's fourth year to be what we call the regional champion. So Colorado Gives Day is a statewide event that has raised, last year raised $40 million across the state. And as regional champion, the Community Foundation makes sure that donors in our Four Corners area, in the five-county region of Southwest Colorado, that they're aware of this giving opportunity, that we host a site specifically for our local nonprofits that's through Colorado Gives. And we have seen participation with nonprofits in the 4 years that we have been the regional champion. We've seen participation from nonprofits triple. And we have seen the donations to our region double. So it's really grown a lot over these past few years. And we're excited to see what it brings for us this year.
Well, and I'm imagining, because it's been there's been so much generosity. I mean, you know better than anybody, and have been a big part of it with the Community Foundation around the pandemic. In 2020, I would expect that that generosity will carry throughout Colorado Gives Day.
That's what we're hoping. We set our goal to be similar to last year's, which was the most that we had ever raised. We came real close to $300,000. $295,000 was donated in our five-county region. And we're hoping to pass that $300,000 mark. And we think it's doable because we have seen so much generosity this year, and we suspect that that we're going to finish the year strong, that there are as much hurting that has happened to our region, our state, our nation, our world. There are people who have been able to work. There are people who recognize that need. And then they've seen things like their entertainment budget slashed because they haven't been able to go out and do anything. Their venues have been shut down. So there's a little bit of opportunity for people to here at the year end, reflect on how has 2020 hit our individual family and how can we help those who have been hurt more than we have been. So we have high hopes that there, despite all the hurting that's going on, that there's going to be lots of generous people who can step up and meet the needs that we're being presented with.
So let's talk a little bit about the nonprofits, the sectors that are potential recipients of support during Southwest Colorado Gives.
Yeah, so we have got more than 85 local nonprofits who are on our site, which I should let the listeners know. They can go to swcogives.org, and that's where they can find this well-vetted list of quality nonprofits who are participating for Colorado Gives Day. And our local nonprofits that you can find there are covering every sector. There's, of course, the human services that have been hit so hard this year with so much increased demand from our neighbors, right? They're helping the people right here in La Plata County and Archuleta County, Montezuma County, Dolores County, and San Juan County. The need has been great. We've also got environmental organizations on the list, animal protection, youth organizations, arts and culture. It covers every sector imaginable. So people can go there, peruse the list, and you can be assured that they are good nonprofits that are serving us here locally, and find those organizations that really touch your heart, that are a cause that you find worthy and support. The site accepts electronic donations as little as $5. So it's nice to be able to go on there and maybe give to a few organizations. It works just like your regular e-shopping, where you can put your organization's donations into your shopping cart and then you check out at the end.
Great. And I'd be remiss, of course, if I didn't remind the listeners that KSUT is one of the nonprofits, and I'll leave it at that, that's participating. So folks, the way it works, my understanding is they can schedule their donation now, anytime between now and Tuesday, Colorado Gives Day, which is, again, Tuesday, December 8th. And the real big push, it's all centered around the 8th. So what actually happens on the 8th?
So on the 8th, it's very fun because that's the day if you go to the site on the 8th, you're going to see this ticker, and it literally rolls the numbers by as the dollars chink in. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun to watch. And it will start off the morning very high because all of the scheduled donations for people who worry that they might forget on the 8th, you can go in anytime between now and then and make your donation. And you click the box in checkout that says this is a Colorado Gives Day donation, and your credit card would be processed on the 8th. So it's just gives you that little bit of flexibility to go ahead while you're thinking about it, go online and make those donations. And then on that day, you can also go online and make those donations, and you just watch that ticker grow. It's amazing to think that statewide we're raising $40 million in a day.
It's amazing.
It's just unheard of, right?
Well, and again, like never before, the state is in a world of hurt. I think it's fair to say, with cases surging with COVID and people out of work, and just if now more than ever, listeners out there, what a great opportunity to do what you can. And if everybody does what they can, it sure will make a huge difference in many, many, many lives in Colorado. Tracy, anything else you'd like to add about Southwest Colorado Gives, Colorado Gives Day in general on December 8th, or just any last thoughts?
Well, I would love to give a shout out to our sponsors, because they have really made this a special year for the organizations that are participating. Typically, each organization will throw in $100 in order to pool some money to pay for some marketing, to make sure that donors out there know what this opportunity is all about. But this year, our sponsors upped what they usually give so that the nonprofits did not have to make even that small outlay of money, because it's such a crazy year. So we've got First Southwest Bank locally, La Plata Electric Association, the Roundup Foundation, and the Ballantyne Family Fund, who provided sponsorship dollars to help these nonprofits have all kinds of tools in order to get the word out to donors. So we think that that is just fantastic, the work that that they have offered for nonprofits to be able to be successful next Tuesday.
Well, it's just a great team effort all the way around. And big thanks to you, Tracy Pope and Brigham Wrinkle, and everyone involved with the Community Foundation Serving Southwest Colorado, for once again taking the lead in support of making Southwest Colorado a great place to live for all.
Well, thank you so much, Tammy.
I've been speaking with Tracy Pope, the Marketing and Grants Director from the Community Foundation Serving Southwest Colorado, about Colorado Gives Day, and specifically Southwest Colorado Gives, the website to schedule your donation to support nonprofits in the 5-county region of Southwest Colorado is swcogives.org.